Historically, it seems that I haven't been in the best news. I wonder if you always knew I'd kill the love we grew. No, now you can't claim your innocence after all of those things that you said.
Which ones does it have available? like two and like one. Can you hear me? Cuff, did we ever fix it last time or no?
Someone else fixed it.
Oh, my mic is actually on.
No, because mic one and mic two are.
Well, there's mic two here.
Yeah.
But
the
missing.
Is that okay that we're doing this on the air?
Yeah, whatever.
Are we doing this on the air?
Yeah, we always do whatever we want.
Oh. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you should be.
Oh.
testing. I don't hear myself.
I hear mine.
What? You do?
I think so. Yeah, I definitely do.
I hear you, yeah.
Do you hear me?
I do hear you. So let me know. Well, your mic two is on.
This one's on.
Do you want to just share that and Kath and I will share this?
Yeah.
We're not going to, probably not going to figure it out. Okay. That was displeasing to me.
It just sounds really weird.
Sorry.
Okay. You want to pull up this over here?
Always.
Or I could just put it like here.
Yeah, I just do that.
Let's do that.
Doesn't Lauren look like she's hacking the mainframe?
Okay. Is this working now? Are you on?
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks
your
for
voice.
Bearing with us. I think my headphones are broken.
Maybe it's just yours.
Hello. Okay,
no.
Yeah.
It would just be that.
Okay, so thanks for bearing with us. This is Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't think it's working. I can't hear myself.
That's because yours isn't. It's that mic's working.
I'm Olivia's talking into this mic, but my headphones.
Your headphones don't work though because they're hooked up to one that's not on. You know.
Really? I don't hear it when Anna talks.
But it's coming from that. Like, I hear it.
But this, like, when I speak into this mic, I hear it, right?
She's just not close enough to it.
I hear you.
Yeah, like, I hear mine.
Yours
I don't hear
working?
Anna's.
I hear Liv in my headphones.
I can't hear in mine.
But, like, I can't hear myself. Can you hear me?
I think it's okay. Like, your headphones shouldn't work because they're not hooked up to a mic that work.
But I hear Liv in my headphones.
Let's just talk.
That's why it's
it'll be fine.
I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
We don't know how to fix it.
I know. So. I'm just was.
Does that know. Mic not work?
No.
No, because when we get here, sometimes it says CD instead of mic.
See, I can hear Catherine. Right?
Through this.
Through that microphone.
Oh, so you guys just share and we'll share.
Yeah, we are.
What's the problem?
I wasn't sure if this one was working, though.
It's definitely working.
Yeah. Well, do you want to?
Searching every corner
just put
of
back
my
on music.
Mind.
Probably for the best.
Looking for the answers I can't find. I have my reasons and life has its lessons. I try to be grateful and count all my blessings. But heavy is the head that wears the crown. Amen in Jesus' name, yes, I declare it. Any little seed I receive, I have to share it. Brothers wanna break me down, I can't bear it. But heavy is the head with the crown, I still wear it. You can't hold me down, I still cold. Rain falling down at the bricks, I'm still soaked. Try to put a hole in our ship, we'll build boats. Two birds with one stone, I pull both. Pray I never lose and pray I never hit the shelf. Promise if I do that, you'll be checking on my health. If it's for my people, I'll do anything to help. If I do it out of love, it's not to benefit myself. Ooh, gotta stay around but make a comeback too. I know my only mother wants a son back too. They're saying I'm the voice of the young black youth. And then I say, yeah, cool. And then I bum my zoo. And now I'm searching every corner of my mind.
Search every corner, look for the answers.
Looking for the answers I can't find.
No, I can find them. No silver lining.
I have my reasons. Life has its lessons. Try to be grateful and count all my blessings. But heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Amen in Jesus' name, oh yes I claim it. Any little bread that I make, I have to break it. Brothers wanna break me down, I can't take it. I done a scholarship for the kids, they said it's racist. That's not anti-white, it's pro-black. Hang me out to dry, I won't crack. All these fancy ties and gold plaques. Never had no silver spoons in our mouths, we sold like. Don't comment on my culture, you ain't qualified. Stab us in the back and then apologize. If you knew my story, you'd be horrified. The irony of trapping on the Boris back. Gotta stay alive and save my brother as well. Look at all these legends on the cover of Elle. Long time coming, but we come to prevail. I guess a little bit of heaven has to come with the hell, you know?
Searching every corner of my mind.
Search every corner, look for the answers.
Looking for the answers I can't find.
No, I can find them. No silver lining.
I have my reasons, life has its lessons. Try to be grateful and count all my blessings, but heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Hey guys, sorry for the technical difficulties earlier, but
today we have a special guest slash not really guest because she's officially part of the show. Yes. Oh, you're so good, it works. Hi guys. Olivia.
Blonde.
Not even a guest.
A real blonde.
Don't call me a guest.
I said it first and I was like, but not a guest because feels you're officially wrong. Here. She was in Australia.
Liana was the first choice.
Like 4 months. She's in Australia for our first 3 episodes that we showed up for.
Yeah. I listened in though.
I'm prepared.
Did you listen to every episode?
No, I only listened to one fully.
What do you think?
Was it good?
It was good, yeah. It was, I got a little shout out, which is cool.
Oh, so what were you talking about, Zev?
Yeah.
I feel like we've given you a shout out every episode.
Maybe. I've only listened to one.
Did Zebby Music Snapchat you this semester?
Only a few times.
How's LA treating him?
I don't know. We haven't talked in a while. Maybe I'll reach out.
Zebby, if you're listening.
Hey, Zebby, if you're listening, as Zebby. Friends in the music industry, we wish you really well.
It's always the joke that this is Zebby's only airtime that we give him on our Tuesday night shows when we talk about it.
We're playing his songs next week.
No.
Sorry, we made a deal. It's business, baby.
Okay. Who has something they want to share?
This is good.
Go.
Would you... So,
is it a would you rather?
No, well, it's kind of. But so, say someone gave you $2 million mm-hmm. to that and dropped you in the middle of the open ocean wherever they chose for an hour for you to tread water. Would you do it?
Oh my God. Yeah. $2 million?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Wait, Liv, you're actually a swimmer. Do you think you could do
dangerous.
It?
No, I think I could do it, but I wouldn't do that. 2 hours, oh my God, you're
sharks.
Done.
Don't even say sharks, please. It,
yeah. I think that's a stupid, that would be a bad call.
Water, I think I'd do it for 2 hours.
If it was treading water like a pool, I'd be like, yeah, totally.
Well, it's even not. Sucks,
but it's not. Then everyone would do it.
I'd probably chance it.
You would? I mean, 2 million's like a lot, but
just,
like.
I'm not so sure that like in a deep, just because you're deep in the ocean means an animal.
Well, I just feel like
you.
If someone.
No, you're out there like all alone.
They're going to detect you.
Yeah.
Spidey senses.
Things out there are looking for.
They eat everything.
They would eat you.
They'd eat Lauren.
They actually, there's not much like meat on you, so I don't even know.
They can sense fear, and you'd be afraid.
Oh my God, can they actually sense fear, sharks?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if it's like actually fear, but I feel like they can definitely tell.
Like your heart.
Also, when you flail in the water,
yeah,
it like. Reminds them of a fish dying, and so they come over to you.
I would be flailing.
And if you're swimming, yeah.
Okay, this is a scary image. Imagine, like, looking up and just seeing legs, your legs, like, in the open ocean just fluttering.
Yeah, like, as a shark. It's like shark's POV.
In Jaws.
Oh, my God, I didn't like that.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, the Megalodon one?
I saw Megalodon versus Giant Squid.
No, not that one.
No, but I think I definitely... Yeah, I don't, it was just random because I think I started watching Shark Week at a very young age because whenever I went to my dad's, I had, like, unlimited cable access. So I think I, like, watched Shark Week too young, and that's how even when I'm in, like, Mystic Lake, I actually think that a shark is going to get me.
We loved Shark Week. It would always be the week that my friends rented this beach house. And, like...
On the shore?
Yeah, well, their family down on LBI, actually, which isn't the shore.
What's LBI?
Long Beach Island. But, like, it would be, like, like, we were in, like, third grade, but we'd be, like, loving it because we're at the beach and, like, you're like, watching the shark and you look at the ocean and you're, like, ah.
Were you not afraid?
Not really.
Well, especially after...
They come pretty shallow. I don't know.
No, they literally, like, people have been attacked, like, in Wellfleet last September. The two attacks that happened, people were in, like, literally, like... thigh deep water. Mm-hmm.
They say that like global warming's forcing them more inland.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because wouldn't you expect
probably like their normal food is like dying of toxins in the water.
Yeah.
I listened to this really good podcast. Well, it's like actually like the Bedtime Stories podcast, but they're actually all kind of horrifying. And the least scary of the options was like sea creatures. And like it was about like all of the like stories that back up like the Loch Ness Monster and that other like sea creature that they say they keep on seeing in the Thames.
Oh, what? The Thames? Oh, really?
In London?
Yeah.
London Tunnel.
Wait, what creature is in the Thames?
I don't know what it is. It's honestly like you should listen to the podcast. It's kind of good and like tiring.
But what happens?
My story of the day was that I went to Starbucks And I couldn't decide if I wanted coffee or tea. Because you inspired me with tea earlier.
Yeah. How do you spell it?
I know, nothing works. And then I was like, all I know is I wanted a medium. So then I was like, can I have
a medium? Take it back.
What?
Say grande.
Yeah, I know. No, I always have to say medium. I always have to say medium with
something. I always say medium.
They're okay, like, but you do? If you're like a non-Starbucks, you know it's embarrassing to say grande.
You know that's not how it is.
You would never say that a non-Starbucks. That's so weird.
I only order grandes at Dunkin'.
I always order small, so I never have to say anything.
No, you have to say tall.
But I needed a medium because...
Oh, it's a mammal. Tired. Oh, no, there was just a whale in the Thames. That's not the sneaky creature.
Yeah, and also, the Thames goes out way further into the suburbs than you'd think, is what they said, and then, people still, filmed it.
Oh, something I also remember from Shark Week at a young age was, a shark swam up the river. What is the
They Thames? Do that in Florida all the time.
They swam up the river, and attacked, an actual horse, literally, deep Jeez. Into England.
That's so wild.
Weird.
Yeah.
Was the horse wading in the water?
Yeah. And what shark would take on a horse?
I feel like the horse doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah, I don't even know why horses go in water.
Oh, and also I've been thinking. It was asking for it. I've also been thinking a lot about the trailer for that new movie Crawl that has whatever her name is. But it's there's some sort of hurricane and the whole town of whatever is flooded and there's just alligators everywhere because there's just water everywhere and everyone's getting taken down by these crocs.
It looks bad.
I think I need to see it.
I won't no, give it's them anime. My $10. It's anime.
Amine.
Yeah.
Spice Girl.
such a good song.
Oh, I had something, but I don't.
I'm trying to think of the other creature has on the podcast.
Besides the... Oh, okay, is the Loch Ness Monster dangerous, or is it just...
No, it's just a big dino.
It's just a dino.
With a long neck.
Mm. The
Loch. It looks like a brontosaurus. In the water.
Maybe fool.
What?
I didn't know it looks like a
brontosaurus. No, I only know because my brother knows the name of every dinosaur ever. He knows, their speed and their diet and, where they live, where their fossil is discovered. And he even...
hot take.
That's a flaming hot take.
Brought carrots.
Me too.
You should have brought carrots.
He was half in chomp.
She brings carrots and we chomp on them into the mics.
And I'm sure someone out there enjoys it.
If anyone's listening, can they call in?
Yes. No, Liv, we don't know how to pick up the phone.
Olivia.
People call in.
Oh, I can't tell you my password.
Not on air.
Because it is all of the information.
It's my social security number.
Yeah, wait, it keeps on asking you to add your social security number because I logged in on my Spotify.
Oh, I'm also wondering if anyone out there has been watching on HBO the show Euphoria that has Zendaya in it,
Lauren.
Produced by Drake.
No, it literally was coming up.
And it's basically just beautifully done with all the whole show is in purple and blue tones. I don't even know how to describe it. And it basically follows a bunch of different teens in very different situations at the same school. And it's received a lot of criticism for being there's full nudity in the show. And actual sex, yeah. And it's all about drugs too. And what were you saying, Lauren, about how was it you who was saying how in LA or kids who actually grew up in the same area are high school students who this is actually super accurate? Yeah.
Because some people are saying it's too much. I'm kind of surprised people even care about the nudity because everything on HBO has a lot of nudity. So it's kind of weird.
Well, something I also wonder
it's
about
probably just because they're supposed to be high school kids, so it's
but I'm just interested about what age group the show is actually targeted to, because granted I don't think many
it's not high schoolers.
Yeah, but I think that on the internet a lot of high schoolers are talking about it / watching it because so many of their Zendaya and then also the guy whatever his name is, who is in the Kissing Booth, like, have, like, huge fan bases of, like, teenagers, mm-hmm. and, like, are obviously promoting it on their social medias. And I feel like all these kids are watching it, or, like, high schoolers, and I just wonder if it's, like, glamorizing it, or if they're actually able to pick up on the fact that it's, like, nah, this sucks.
I feel like it's, like, a common, like, disproven thing that, like, no matter if kids watch TV shows, like, people yeah. used to worry kids watching TV shows with drinking and, like, sex would make them do it more, but it's, like, they just don't.
But yeah. The show, 13 Reasons Why, actually.
Yeah, it's true.
Influenced people. Which
is really I'm sad. Actually wondering how they did that research, though. Did they mean, like, overall?
Well, I think they just found a lot of
people,
like,
who watched
not a lot,
it.
But some kids committed suicide in the same way and, like, would leave
tapes. Oh dear.
That's so horrifying. I feel like suicide has such a copycat.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like my high school had like a few while I was in school, and I guess they, like, over the 4 years I was there, they changed the way they reacted to it, because, like, the whole school district was like, okay, this is actually, like, if we talk about it too much, like, other people would do it, because we had a couple instances where, like, there would be a string of kids.
Yeah, that's, like, really common.
Themselves. But it's,
like,
interesting, because they didn't realize that at, like, the first couple years I was there, like, they weren't, like, not talking about it.
Yeah.
But it's also an interesting thing, because they have to balance, like, okay, honoring this individual, like, a person who's a part of a community, and, like, a child who took their life, and also, like, not talking about it too much, so there's no, like, copycatters.
Mm-hmm. Should we get back to
Yeah, sorry, that was all sad. I apologize.
Let me know, now that you've let me go, life is better still, and I guess somehow you'll just keep on coming back. I wanna let you know, now that you've let me go, life is better still, and I guess somehow everyone says you're coming back.
you gotta leave. Promises of future glory don't make a case for me. I did my best and all the rest is hidden by the clouds.
Soup. Spitting water, melon seeds. Grassy
I don't think he was saying that.
Don't even say.
We're just having an intense debate about something that we won't bring up because our last talking break was rather somber.
And this was also somber. So.
It wasn't somber.
It was sad. You don't think that?
No, I don't think it. I think it's like really clear what the right thing was.
Okay, no, this isn't somber.
I wasn't disagreeing with you. I'm just saying there's. Okay, we'll talk about this later.
It's really personal.
bicker.
Yeah. I don't know. Has anyone else had dinner? Is that the problem? Like, I haven't had dinner.
I had dinner.
I feel like it's a little bit.
I haven't.
I'm still hungry
though.
I have
mosquito bites all over my body. Does anyone
from
else
New York
have
City?
That?
I
no,
do, Catherine.
Everywhere.
I actually.
Everywhere in this.
I don't get mosquito bites.
Planet. I was gonna send you an article about like why people are more juicy. Like
it's
O blood type or something.
Is
it's
it really?
Well, I'm O negative. And I don't get bug bites.
I don't know what.
I'm O positive.
Well, I get mosquitoes bite me, but I don't ever get like a mosquito bite on my body.
I get horrible ones, like so many.
And you're O positive, and I'm O negative.
Catherine, are you O positive?
I don't know. I've never.
I bet you are.
Anything to know.
This is our precious.
There's also one on my finger, which is
anything else?
What?
Our friend.
Oh, because we have 8 minutes.
Yeah. We haven't said a single one of the songs that played, but that's why I've been diligently updating the queue.
So if anyone's interested, you can take a look online.
The Maybe's you know, we have Phoenix a is on my playlist Cold Brew on Spotify. So.
Oh, follow
Cold Brew is the name.
Yes.
I like that. Metal.
Cold Brew. Grande Cold Brew.
Grande. Tell me it's a grande.
read a PSA.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I'm just gonna
say seatbelt safety. This is something I always think about.
Seatbelts?
Because I think about.
What are you guys' thoughts? Okay, here's an interesting question.
I never wear them in Ubers.
Really? So, I just literally think about
it. I always
and I'm
wear
like,
them.
What if I got in a car accident? It would be so dumb if I didn't have my
seatbelt. Like, literally a fender bender. Okay, here was my question. The other day. What, fender bender?
I don't know.
What was it?
The other day, well, yesterday, Anna wanted to get the car out, and so I had to back out the other car, and I, like, literally was driving, like, 10 seconds, and I put my seatbelt on, because I had the moment where I was like, I shouldn't do it, but then I was like, I might as well, right?
Sometimes I don't put on my seatbelt or shoes for backing out the cars, but other times
I don't wear shoes, but shoes you don't need.
Well, she, like, live went around the block, but...
But I was just going to back up, and then I was already buckled. I was like, I'm going to take this forward for a cruise.
I mean, my dad never puts on a seatbelt, and I get so mad. Like, it's just so easy to do.
Yeah.
It's also illegal.
It's when people don't put on their seatbelts.
This seatbelt sort of thing, though, is about kids. So it says, it's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My stepmom.
Are we just like?
We need to do that.
Oh,
you have to do that. Yeah.
It's like an ad.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Would you rather?
That's cool. We're sponsored.
Oh.
In a way.
In a way.
There's
some really fun ones in there.
I have a good would you rather.
So the would you rather.
Yeah.
Would you rather have?
Is it an us would you rather?
Or is it a real would you rather?
It's real, would you rather?
That's fine.
You've been around
for it.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been gone for a long time.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Miss Sydney.
Well, now I'm...
Say it. Do it. We play real would you rathers, too.
Okay, this is a real would you rather. Would you rather have toenails that were, like, 3 feet long? Or eyelashes that were 3 feet long?
Eyelashes.
That were, like, curly.
Eyelashes. Well, you can, like, braid them.
But you could cut them.
Could you just cut
your
toenails?
No. You can't cut either of them.
You know what? I'd literally, like, braid them into my hair.
So you'd have to have, like... You'd have.
I think you got eyelashes.
You would rather have shoes.
Yeah, but you would have 3 foot long eyelashes.
I think toenails are so much worse.
You can't cut them.
No, it's a part of the rules.
There's no sharp objects involved.
Okay, obvious. You would say toenails?
I'd say toenails.
So what if you're like in the winter?
I persevere. I moved to Arizona.
Save your feet.
But okay, imagine, you know how like horrible it would feel if you had long toenails and you like kicked something by accident.
You're not understanding the other side of this, the eyelash side.
No, then you could like do whole new hairdos.
Like a magic, well, could they just go down?
No, that's why you would like braid them and do fun things.
It would be braiding from your eyes.
If you did it loosely, you don't have to do it tight. Or you could do like Bella.
Okay, let's do Lauren. Did you have one?
I had one, but it's like I should save it, and then I'll try to think of another one.
Would you rather that Thursday's the 4th and like it's we have so much fun and like we figure out the whole barbecue plan and we get a slip and slide that's free, and it's just amazing, and we even get Monday off from work because like our bosses are like,
our
you had a
came
good time, like,
you
deserve, like, take a load off. Or that we just, like, work through the holiday and then also go in Saturday for, like, under time. You, like, have to pay them your hour salary every hour you're there for.
Definitely the latter.
Okay, same. I want to go into work.
Catherine, waiting for an answer
it's
from
the
you.
Same.
Okay.
The latter.
We love work.
You love what?
Work. Our jobs.
I don't it's unemployed.
Yes. Well, you'd have to go to school and also do your problem set, and it'd all be
it's
wrong.
True.
And you could never take a break.
Oh my gosh! Good thing I love it.
And the party,
it's the live show.
Tomorrow's canceled too.
Good.
Bonus.
Hip hip hooray!
And that's it.
And that's all.
Thanks for listening in. This has been Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences, and you're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You know who it is.
Yeah.
Is that like your job?
No.
I tend to do it.
It's yeah.
Do you get mad that I do it every time?
You do kind of snipe it.
Did you want to do
it? I don't know.
I kind of felt like it.
Use your words a little
bit. I don't know.
Staring at the canvas, the only thing I see is the color blue.